Totally Yankton is on location today at the high school, at the theater, because the fall play is coming up this weekend, so that puts Sherry Whitehead on the radio. Sherry, hi, nice to meet you. How are things going?
Hi, everything is going just amazing. We've got such a great group of kids to work with. This is my first year as the director. The last 2 years, I have worked with Mr. Gayden, and it has been amazing.
How does it feel to be, I know you're not on your own, you have plenty of help, but as the director, you're kind of out there and in charge. How is that feeling so far?
I actually love it. It's been so rewarding. A little bit crazy at times, but I do enjoy it.
Tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been teaching at the school? What do you teach? You know, a little about your family and history.
This is my fourth year in Yankton. I retired from Nebraska. We moved up here, and I taught fifth grade for 3 years, and now I'm up here at the high school teaching English, which is one of my passions. I love it. I was in charge of the one act and the fall play, and I helped a lot with the musicals in Nebraska City, where I taught previously. My husband and my daughter, all three of us, moved up here, and I do have three other children that are out of the house. I have enjoyed theater my whole life. I enjoy going to watch theater, and I really enjoy helping the kids to become better actors and actresses and to help them with as much as I can.
Tell us about the production, The Miracle Worker, coming up this weekend and then next Monday. It's a phenomenal story. Tell us about the production here at YHS.
We have been working since August on this production. The Miracle Worker is the story of Anne Sullivan and Helen Keller. And it's a lot about how Anne Sullivan came into being Helen Keller's teacher. It's a powerful story about perseverance and just keeping and going, and how someone with such a background as Anne Sullivan can go on and persevere and be the person that gets through Helen Keller.
How is your cast doing? You're getting close. Are they looking and feeling ready, and how are they adapting to this production?
They have been amazing. They have started with just working diligently to get their lines down and all the blocking. Helen Keller is one of the toughest scripts that I have done. And so it's been kind of a challenge to get Charlotte Smith is Helen Keller, and it has been a challenge for her to go through this and try to act like she can't see or hear. And so it's been a big challenge, and they're stepping up to the plate, and they're working really hard to make this production phenomenal.
Charlotte Smith is here, and she is, well, kind of the star of the show of The Miracle Worker. She plays Helen Keller. Thanks for joining us, and tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your character.
I am a junior here at the Yankton High School, and I've been doing plays since I was a freshman. I've done almost every single play.
How about your family?
My dad is a teacher here. My mom works up at the Applied Engineering, and then I have three younger brothers that are, one is in the high school, one is in middle school, and one's in elementary.
What do they think about their big sister being on the big stage?
They are kind of more sports orientated, so they're a little bit more, that's cool, but not really my thing, but they always enjoy coming down and watching me.
Were you familiar with this story before you got into this production? How much did you know about Helen Keller?
Just kind of the basics that you kind of learn in school. I didn't really know much, but it's been really fun learning about it. It's an amazing story.
And what do you think people will enjoy about this production?
I hope that they enjoy the whole story of it. I hope that they enjoy how we portray it. I hope that we do our justice of portraying it. It's such a great show, and I really hope that they enjoy watching all of us.
And what has it done for you learning about Helen Keller? What has it given you learning her struggle and what she was up against?
I think it has definitely helped me to understand that there are so many things going on in people's lives that we don't understand, and it's really opened my eyes to the struggles that people face on a daily basis with things that I would never understand.
It's a little down the road yet, but any plans after high school? Is theater going to be a part of that?
I definitely want to pursue theater in college and have some of that experience in college, but I am hoping to be a vet tech once I get out of college.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Best wishes on this production.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing this with me.
Also joining us is Julia Reyes, and she plays Annie in this production. Julia, How many productions have you been in at YHS?
I've been in a show every year since I started, so all 3 years. I'm not new to theater either. I've been doing it since I was in third grade or so.
Tell us a little bit more about you. What year are you in? Tell us about your family and anything else that you're involved with here.
I'm currently a senior, and I'm still deciding on a college and everything. Aside from theater, which is a major facet that I'm included in and everything, I also participate in many musical things, fine arts things. Wise, I'm in marching band. I'm in another show, Rock of Ages, right now. I'm in choir, and I've been in a cappella choir and honor choir, and I participate in band as often as I can.
Just the fact that you found time to visit with us, I'm impressed. You got a lot going on. Did you know about this story, The Miracle Worker, before you started rehearsing this production? Were you familiar with it?
I was not familiar with it at all. I didn't really know anything. I'd heard of Helen Keller, obviously, but never Andy Sullivan. I'd never even heard that she had a teacher. I mean, really, it's just an inspiring story. I mean, not only to learn about, but to tell and to act on stage. This part has been really educational and inspiring to learn about, with everything that Helen had to overcome and everything Annie had to overcome as well.
What do you think people will like about this production?
I feel like it's very entertaining, and the dialogue's really pretty nice too, and I feel like a lot of my co-actors are really into their parts, and it's very entertaining to see. And not only entertaining, but it's also factual and sometimes a little serious and dark and all that stuff. I think it'll be a really good show to watch.
Got to do a shout out to anybody out there that might be listening that's a part of your family. You want to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my mom, Amy Reyes. Hi. And my dad, Alex Reyes. And my sister, Ava. And I also have two brothers, Frankie and Tony. And then also I wanted to do a shout out to my boyfriend, Isaac Mayrose. He's in Vermilion.
Best wishes. Thanks for taking the time with us. And it sounds like it's going to be a great production. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
We're back with the director, Sherry Whitehead. Let's just wrap this up with some ticket and showtime information. Let's get some people in these seats.
You betcha. Our first performance for the community is October 24th at 7 o'clock p.m. Our second show is Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m. And then we'll have our last showing on Monday, October 27th at 7 p.m. as well. I sure hope to see many of you guys come out and enjoy this magnificent, phenomenal story.
Sherry, best wishes. Thanks for the time. We really look forward to this production. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.